When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Yes, big performance collectively and individually. I thought that we were really good against a really good team, that it was in great form, and that it was going to ask us a lot of questions, and I think we responded really well from the start of the game. I think we were really determined, really flowing, playing with a lot of courage and making things happen, and really happy today with the results. It's a big day for our supporters as well, so really happy with that.
Art from The Athletic.
Hi, Mikael.
Hi.
I think it's the first time you've used Declan, Martin, Thomas in midfield since the Community Shield. I was just wondering, how long have you been waiting to see that again, and were you pleased with how they all play together?
Yeah, we have the squad available apart from Jurrien, that hopefully is going to be very soon back with all of us, and we have to utilize the players, the quality that we have, and we thought that it was a really good game for Thomas to come back. He looks like he's in rhythm. He trained really well the last few days, and the way they set up and the players that they have in and the way they attack especially, we believe that it was the right call to make, and then he stepped up. I think he had a great performance and it was really important for the team.
Go on. Those three all seem to complement each other really well. What is it about that trio that you particularly like?
Everything, but as well when they play Declan, Kai and Martin, or when we play with Emil as well in there, or with Georgie for sure, because he plays some big games and we won some big games with him as well. Depends on the game, on the state, the opponent as well, and it's great because everybody feels important as well, and I think that's something really, really important now.
Andy Kinsong.
Hi, Miguel.
Hi.
It's a hell of a night, a hell of a time in the season to dish out a 5-0 thrashing against a team like Chelsea. It will send shockwaves through the title race. Just how much of a psychological boost is this for your players and for you, for what you want at this time of the season?
Yeah, great for us, obviously. For the confidence, for the belief that we can do it, that we can come to these stages against big teams and we can perform and win games the way we've done it tonight. So enjoy it, and then it's back to work tomorrow because we have a big one on Sunday and we're going to have to prepare really well to try to beat them.
Sam from the Telegraph.
Mikael, you know Mauricio so well. Is there any part of you feeling any sympathy for him as that went on?
All the sympathy in the world with everything that he's been through, everything that he's doing. He knows that. And I've been in the other side as well, and nothing. He's doing a great job. I think when you look at this team and analyze 6-7 games of them, they deserve to win every match. They play big games, big teams, and they deserve to beat all of them. So hopefully things will turn around and be as he deserves.
Does that affect the pleasure you can take from that?
No, I love winning, and he would try to do the same. But when you talk about sympathy and someone that I love, I admire, for sure I want the best for him.
Kai from Football London.
Okay, just again on that midfield, I know you've not really had much of a chance to build them at all, but are you almost cursed the luck you haven't been able to, because it was so effective tonight, and there's been so many occasions where maybe this season it could have been big for you?
I don't know, but then we would have won every game, because look the run that we are in, the amount of points that we have already. And we have missed Thomas, that's true, since August, and he's a big player for us. But as well, that has given the chance to other players, to Declan to play as a six, to rediscover Declan as an eight, playing Kai as a nine as well. The contribution of Georgie, that has been absolutely phenomenal as well. And the team has resources, and it has to find different ways of winning and acting and interchanging their qualities. And I'm really happy.
We spoke a lot about the team in recent weeks.
That's for sure, for the energy and for the spirit of the team, and the second half we keep growing physically. What this boy have done in the last 10 days is unbelievable. When you look at the numbers of some of them, it's unreal, but they can do it and they can improve themselves because they want to, and they have this mentality that they really want to win it.
Okay, yeah, Miguel.
And Mikel, just on that, I mean, after the Champions League last week, there was a danger, everyone could have been deflated. But instead, it seems the complete opposite, just 6 days on. Did you do anything, or was the squad just ready to go?
Just face the reality. That's it, you know. The margins are so small, and sometimes on the day, you cannot be better than your opponent, or you don't have the luck that you need in certain moments. But what do you have to do? You have to react and face the moment, and the moment is beautiful. We've been working for it for 9 months, so we certainly have to face it in the right way, value what we have, and especially believe. If you are able to do it for 9 months, you are able to win it, but you have to believe it first, and you have to consistently do what you've been doing, nothing else.
Okay, last couple now.
Mikel, it must be particularly sweet for a former player to score against his old club. I mean, Kai has been great for you this season. His performance again tonight was terrific.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. In all departments, and obviously when you put for a nine to score two goals the way he scored, his contribution, it was great. And a question for him, but I'm sure he's very, very pleased.
And the crowd was absolutely joking at the end. I mean, you must be enjoying that. And is that kind of belief and joy immediately translating into the players with the belief that they can do it?
That's what we're here for. I think they have to feel that... that this team is capable of representing the club in the best possible way. I think they feel it, they see the effort, they see the quality, and our job is to make sure that they have fun, enjoy, and together we can win things.
And finally, hands up in time.
Mikel, just on that, John just mentioned a former player, and yourself were a former player. Around 10, 12 years ago, you suffered a big defeat to Chelsea. Is this your revenge for that? You still remember that?
Yeah, the nervous revenge is football normally brings you another opportunity. We took it today in the right way. Don't get carried away. Enjoy tonight and let's go back to work tomorrow.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.